Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll preview one of summer's big pavement late model races, Hampton Heat, with driver Mark Wirtz. Then we'll speak with Lake Erie Speedway winner Colby Quick, and we'll have a conversation with a champion from the Hell Tour, Tanner English. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Ohio at Sharon Speedway. World of Outlaws late model win to Bobby Pierce Jr. Freddie Carpenter wins midway. Hilltop goes to Ryan Markham. And Brett Marks on Monday wins at Fremont. Anderson, Indiana to Javier King. Isaiah Sasser back at Victory Lane at Bloomington. 24 to Jordan Sterling. Bryce Scheidler wins at Shady Hill. Knoxville, Iowa to Aaron Reitzel. Brandon Shepard gets it done at 34 Raceway. English Creek to Brody Tucker. Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway to Parker Price Miller. Chase Dietz another win, this time at Bedford. Plankett Hill to J.T. Horwat. Bryce Hensel wins at Latrobe. Dave Hess Jr. gets it done at Erie's. Fairbury in Illinois to Jason Fager. Austin Becerra, the checkers at Quincy. And in Missouri, Lake Ozark to Joel Myers Jr. Brayton Carter, a win at Scotland County. And joining us now on the Profabrication.com hotline to preview one of the premier summer pavement late model races. It's called Hampton Heat, out on the coast, Langley, Virginia, right out there where the ocean is just so close. Hampton Heat coming up July 25th. Langley Speedway late model veteran racer, has been doing it for a long time, actually started in dirt. Mark Wirtz. Hey, Mark, great to have you on the show. First, to kind of give everybody the idea of, you know, race cars don't have an air conditioner. So how hot is it going to be, you know, in that race car for you on July 25th?
I'll tell you what, it's grueling. That's kind of an understatement. The cars are hot. We're low to the ground. There's not a lot of air moving through the interiors. You got all the heat radiating off the asphalt and exhaust, and just we've seen temperatures in the 140s inside the car. And a lot of hydration, a lot of prep.
What do you do to this race? What do you do to prep that? I talked to Bobby Allison once about heat, and he said he drove around for like a month with his windows rolled up in the summer and the heater on. Is that any kind of crazy stuff like that that you do?
I think definitely working and getting acclimated in a hot environment helps. Our race car shop has heat for this winter, but the summertime, it's pretty hot in there, and I joke around with everybody all the time, and I'm like, we're training. This is our summer training. But one of the biggest things is just, you know, make sure you get plenty of fluids, and you got to start days before, not the day of. I usually tend to try to carb up the night or 2 days before, you know, just ingest a lot of carbs. I do a push-up regimen every day that I think helps keep my core and upper body in shape. And then I'll take a 10-pound weight every now and again and hold it out like a steering wheel and just practice left and right turns.
Mark Wirtz really having it down to a science. July 25th, the 18th annual Hampton Heat at Langley Speedway coming up. One of the premier pavement races all year, but certainly during the summer, it is one of the crown jewels that are of all of them. And from a driver's perspective and a Langley Speedway perspective, why is this race so big?
Well, it brings in first off, the prestige of it, being part of the Triple Crown with South Boston and Martinsville, Virginia, being part of NASCAR's regional series, the best of the best in late model stock car, you know, tend to come to this race. And it's just like a good test for you where you stack up in the region and in the nation against the other drivers from outside.
Perfect.
Mark, come in.
Mark Wirtz, the driver of the CorvetteParts.net Keen Parts race car that you'll be seeing on Flow Racing on July 25th, part of Hampton Heat that will be there at Langley Speedway in Langley, Virginia. And certainly you can get over there and see it. A great vacation venue, a great place to go. And this race right there in the middle of all of that. Connor Hall has been on a hot streak there. And I saw Butterbean Brendan Queen, and now Chase Burrow, who I guess for a week thought he was a wing sprint car driver, doing pretty well at what he was done. How are the Langley crowd ready to defend home turf?
Hey, we just do what we do. Every Saturday night we get a stray that comes in, we call it, from out of town. And, you know, Lee Williams will show up with their stuff, the harness, race cars, Forest Rentals, Torp, you name it, Hedgecock. The best of the best come, and we just do our thing.
Well, and they do it really well. We're chatting on the profabrication.com hotline with Mark Wirtz, the driver of the Keen Parts, CorvetteParts.net, late model that you'll see for Hampton Heat. Speaking of profabrication.com hotline, it's brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. Engineered for maximum seal and durability, Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. Well, they may not consider themselves just strays. Those South Boston guys aren't too bad at what they do. And coming off the Thunder Road 200 that Caden Honeycutt won, how do you size up some of the sellers, Pembleton, Ward, Waddell, McCarty? Are you guys going to say, oh, no, here's my spot, go ahead and be that welcoming? Or how do you guys handle that rivalry?
You got to handle those guys like Dale Earnhardt Sr.'s rolling in. I mean, these guys are tough. They got good race craft. They got good equipment. And they don't take no stuff off of nobody. So we race them with respect, but we also know that they're no joke.
Mark Wirtz joining us on the ProFab Hotline. You have been really on the rise this year. Last weekend, finishing second to the very hot Connor Hall. Looks like timing is just right. What more do you need to be able to bring the heat and bring it home after that race on July 25th?
10 years of youth. Now, the late model stock cars have evolved so much. You got to keep up with it every week, and it's not always just the same thing every week. So we've had to adapt and be more like a chameleon this year and find what we needed. But we're heading the right direction. I feel the team's worked hard, and if we can just maintain a little bit more forward drive late in the race, we might be able to contend.
Mark, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper, rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm Andrew Kurland, along with David Stiles, here to give you the latest NASCAR news and opinions each weekday on PRN's Garage Pass. You'll hear everything from race recaps to feature stories, industry news, and chatter from around the garage.
I just think it's interesting to see kind of what your heart rate does in moments of calm or, you know, when things start to ramp up and how quickly it can kind of recover from that.
With Garage Pass, you won't miss a moment from green to checkered flag.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend this August as we host New England's only NASCAR Cup Series weekend. Live performances, driver appearances. Don't forget to keep an eye on NHMS.com as we count down to New England's only NASCAR Cup weekend, August 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, New England's big track, where it's always about family, friends, and fun.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, one of the oddest combinations of things happening over the weekend, and to win a race. Let me give you the idea here. This driver typically races on dirt, went to a speedway in Pennsylvania from where his home is down here in the south part of the country, and did all of that stuff. The American All-Star Series running at Lake Erie Speedway last weekend. Colby Quick on the ProFabrication.com hotline. I don't even know where how to comprehend half of this stuff. You don't normally run in the series, Colby. Tyler Arrington's leading in the points. He was chasing you around up there. I mean, how does all this even come together that you showed up at the top of the country up there so far away from home?
Preparation, I guess. You know, we had circled this race on our calendars, you know, a couple months ago, just kind of preparing, you know, because we really weren't sure if we were going to go. But then I was on the back burner. But then we decided a couple weeks before the race, like, you know, we're going to go in. We're going to go all in. So we tested a little bit. We kind of tried some stuff out, you know, just to make sure we're right, you know, to make that long haul up to Lake Erie. It was worth it. And it was worth it, actually.
Definitely so. The Grape Belt Triple Crown champion, I guess, because he won that race of the American All-Star Series, a primarily dirt racing series. They've never ran on asphalt. The asphalt track at Lake Erie Speedway. And what were you using, you know, Amish horse and buggies up that way? Were you in a street car, a dirt car? What were you driving?
Oh, just a dirt late model, you know, just what your average dirt late model you see on the racetracks in the South, all over the country. We just transformed it over from dirt to asphalt.
What did that take? Putting on chrome bumpers or something like we see on the street? Well, you know, I don't want to go too mechanical, but give me one or two things that you had to tweak on to make a dirt car a pavement car for that.
Well, yeah, change your shocks and your springs a little bit, doing loads, tires for sure. You put asphalt slicks on them. You know, you get your droop and all that stuff. Just little stuff like that.
Wow. Enough to get it so it can go on the street, but still look like a dirt late model and still turn and do its racing stuff like they do. Colby Quick is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. He won the American All-Star Series Dirt Series race on the pavement at Lake Erie Speedway and way up there, Pennsylvania, over the weekend. An amazing combination of circumstances. Drivers from Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio, West Virginia, Virginia, and the one guy that made it up from North Carolina, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Speaking of ProFabrication, ProFabrication brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. And I understand you were using them up there on the pavement. Do they sound different on pavement than from dirt? I mean, what was it like up there with the ProFabs?
Oh, it was great. You know, it definitely echoes a little bit differently since, you know, with compared to dirt to asphalt. You know, it echoes, but it sounded great. They were glowing a little bit, just like every normal crate motor has them glowing, them headers glowing, but they sounded perfect.
Man, and they did the job underneath our guest on the ProFab Hotline, those ProFabrication headers. Colby Quick taking him to victory lane last weekend at Erie, Pennsylvania, Lake Erie, Pennsylvania. There is an Erie Speedway and a Lake Erie Speedway up that way, and he was on the pavement at the American All-Star Series taking the victory up there. And I got to ask you, you know, one of my heroes growing up was Jimmy Hensley, and who subbed for Dale Earnhardt Sr. to get the pole at Martinsville during the time when Hurricane Hugo was around in 1989 and such. Jimmy Hensley won 9 NASCAR Grand National Series events. That's the O'Reilly Series now. And just an amazing guy. Virginia gentleman, did so much. That's your grandfather. Did you get any advice from Jimmy in this process?
Yeah, so I had called my papa and asked him. I was like, we're going to go test up here at Caraway Speedway where you have many laps around. And I want you to come. I want you to see this so you can idea. He was tickled to death. I was happy to see him there. I had run a couple laps and I asked him. He was kind of telling me what I needed to do differently. So I said, come on, let's go on the four-wheeler. We rode around and he showed me where I need to enter and enter for the center of the corner and off. And I picked up like a tenth by doing that. So like, and then when I went up to Lake Erie, I just had the same mindset and I did that. And I hit every corner, just right. The whole 40.
Wow. So the Virginia gentleman got on a four wheeler with his grandson, our guest of the ProFab Hotline, Colby Quick, and dialed him in with the race car from dirt to pavement. and helped him win the Grape Belt Triple Crown for the American All-Star Series last weekend at Lake Erie Speedway. Did he get to see any of this? Did you have to wait to get home or call him after the race? What's he saying?
He got to see it. So during the race, Dirt Rich TV had promoted the race and watched, and he got to watch it from his living room. I did hear that he jumped out of the chair. Was jumping up and down. I did hear that. And so I got to call him after the race right when I was in Tech, and he was all happy. I got to talk to my family in Virginia when they were all doing that, and he was so pumped up for me. But he, because I wasn't sure if he was gonna be able to watch it on TV, but I had been told that he was watching it the whole race. So it made my day when I got to hear that.
Man, Jimmy Hensley helping out his grandson Colby Quick with advice and watching it all come together as Colby Quick, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, wins at Lake Erie Speedway in Pennsylvania, the dirt car version on asphalt for the American All-Star Series. Colby, congratulations on absolutely the most incredible tale of racing success. Where can folks follow you on the internet so they can keep up with you and anytime you go test with your grandfather again?
We can go to Facebook, Colby Quick, the Tar Heel Terror Racing page, Colby Quick 5 on Instagram, Colby Quick 5 on Twitter, Snapchat, Colby Quick 5. I post a lot of, we post stuff on racing, could be racing, racing related. But you can follow me there on those, social media accounts.
Follow Colby Quick, the Tar Heel Terror, grandson of the Virginia Gentleman. Thanks for taking the time to join us, Colby. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
This October, the stakes are high in a city that never sleeps. The South Point 400 takes over Las Vegas Motor Speedway October 2nd through 4th as the NASCAR chase ignites. Every lap is a gamble. Every move can make or break a championship dream. Feel the adrenaline, witness the drama, experience the thrill of NASCAR. Don't miss the South Point 400 weekend, October 2nd through 4th. Tickets at lvms.com or call 800-644-4444.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hi, this is Doug Rice of PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk. I heard this 5 years ago with Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
You think Jimmy Johnson forgot how to drive? You're an idiot. Shut up. Sit down. He's going to win 8 races in a row. I'm not putting Kyle Larson in that category. I think driver slump and team slump. I think this may be more of a team slump than a driver slump. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, a unique series, one of a kind for sure, the Dirt Car Summer Nationals. The champion of what they call the Hell Tour, 30 some odd races in 30 some odd days, rainouts, everything traveling across I think it was 10 states or so. Tanner English, you have had a summer to win this championship. What does winning it first off mean? Is it a relief to finally get home and to be able to wash and be in your own bed? Is it, you know, excitement that you've pulled this off? I know you've done the tour a few different times. What's it like to finally capture this trophy?
It's definitely probably all of the above, I would say. it's a relief for sure just to be done and have that in our back pocket there and just to say we've done it and have our name on the trophy with all them other guys is a pretty big accomplishment and something I can always look back on and you know have that accolade. It's pretty cool, and not many people have finished it, let alone win it. It's pretty cool.
First driver from Kentucky to get the title after four wins: Farmington, Missouri; Butler, Michigan; a pair in Illinois at Kankakee; and one of our favorite tracks, Highland, Illinois. Tanner won those, ended up with 19 top fives, 17 of those in the top three. A fantastic 23-race season on the Hell Tour for the driver on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Tanner English. You know, you go through those ups and downs. I'm sure each win has its own bit of special and the rest and such. But is there one that you guys already starting to look back and that was the one, whether it was good, bad, or indifferent, that makes this summer's, you know, run that much more special, that event happened that way? Is there one incident that you remember most of all?
Just the first one, because I think we'd had, I don't know, six or seven second places before we even won a race. That first one at Farmington was a big weight off our shoulders, and that really kicked it off and let me kind of loosen up and just give me the free range to make some changes and do whatever I thought needed to be done so we could try to capitalize on some more wins. You're kind of like, in the whole deal, I was points racing. So it's, you always got that in mind and try to just finish, and no matter where you're at, you know.
But with the lead and a win, you get to be a little bit more risky and adventurous, I would imagine.
100%. Yeah, you just kind of loosen the reins a little bit and just try to win races, and that's what we did after that, and it paid off. You know, we clicked off about three more right after that within a week, and just turned out really good.
Turned out to be a championship of the Dirt Car Summer National Series, known affectionately as the Hell Tour. Tanner English on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication.com hotline brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. Engineered for maximum seal and durability, Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. So four big trophies, and then the biggest one, the one with the devil's pitchfork. How are you going to take that and show it off at church on Sunday next week?
Yeah. We just say we conquered it, you know, basically, and basically by, you know, not doing anything dumb or wrong, just doing it how we do things, clean and smooth, and just trying to.
Well, you mentioned
set
clean
a good example,
and a lot of people that, you know, don't know about the tour and how compacted it is, and virtually day after day after day in a new city. How do you even wash clothes, and can you wash clothes if you're out there?
Not necessarily, because it's always like 3 or 4 hours to the next racetrack. So you spend your time when you're not working on a race car. You spend your time traveling, which doesn't leave much time for anything else. Maybe a few gas station stops to get some food, and other than that, it's straight to the racetrack, straight to business, and you just bring enough clothes to not have to do laundry. So I think we did have one laundry stop in there. My mom came and actually did some laundry, and she spent all day doing that, and then basically just got back in time for the races and watched the races and left, and can't thank her enough for doing that and keeping us going.
No, that's amazing that, you know, the support and somebody to run to the grocery store every now and then and different places like that. How about those special little joints along the way? Was there one, because you've had enough experience on the Hell Tour, is there some place that, man, I can't wait to get there, they've got this great steak, they've got the soup that I like, something, I'm gonna the ice cream joint that Tanner English, that's his spot on tour. Where which one is it, or two?
Well, you always look forward to some ice cream or popsicle or anything like that. So when it's that hot, so Lincoln has got a Dairy Queen like within walking distance of the pit area, so you can just slip over there when it's midday or something and get you some ice cream or a popsicle or anything. It's pretty nice to go over there. And then there's Casey's right across the street also. So that's about a top tier meal for
a Hell Tour.
So other than that, we're getting gas station Arby's or McDonald's or something like that. So it's just I look forward. I really look forward to getting home to some home cooked meals and eating right for once and getting to sleep in my own bed. That's pretty nice.
Well, Tanner English gets to do all of that while he looks out one eye every now and then, and that trophy is there. The Hell Tour Championship Trophy from the Dirt Car Summer Nationals. The champion for 2026, Tanner English on the profabrication.com hotline. Tanner, where can we follow you on the internet to keep up in case you start having championship t-shirts or things like that? Where are you on social media?
Yeah, we're all over Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. It's Tanner English 96. And then we got a website, TannerEnglish96.com, where you can go. There's a link to our store, which is shop.TannerEnglish96.com.
Well, Tanner,
and you can get merchandise, and we're actually coming out with a Hell Tour Champion shirt, so it should be out in the next few days. And hopefully we will sell them out and able to keep on going down the road.
Tanner English, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for taking the time. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN. The Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon in turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Packett.
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Blaney, bottom of the racetrack. Chastain makes it three wide. He'd like to take a spot here on the backstretch, and he charges. He wants the lead in turn three. Ross Chastain shot out of a cannon from the sixth starting spot. He has already moved up to second. The battle now for third on the high side. Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst challenging low.
Kyle Larson moves up to the top side. Going to lose a little bit of ground.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Plenty of grassroots racing going on all across the country, and follow it all on PRN at the track on our social media. Powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. Thank you for listening.
I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust. Quality that wins. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.